Now, there's an anecdote, I don't think I've ever told it here, which to me illustrates very beautifully the Indian concept of doing your duty. The goal is to eliminate yourself, to be utterly selfless. The people on the lowest castes, they receive terrible abuse. They're regarded as almost as though they were sick. To touch them is to become contaminated. What they're learning is humility, egolessness. That is the goal of the religious life of the world, and it's the goal of the caste system, to learn to eliminate your ego, to have no personality. Now, this story is of a very dangerous situation that once threatened the capital of India. The Ganges was rising, was going to flood the city, and the king and the whole city were at the river watching it rise. This river, this city is now Patna. It's on the very wide part of the Ganges, a terrific river. And the king said, "Is there no one here who can make an act of truth and cause the river to flow back upstream?" Now, an act of truth consists in saying, "If I have always done my duty perfectly, without exception, then let such and such happen, and it will happen." So the king said, "Can no one say that he has performed his duty perfectly?" The king couldn't, the Brahmins couldn't, the other nobles couldn't, the merchant people couldn't, but way down the line was an old prostitute. And she said to her friends, "I could perform an act of truth." Her name was Bindumati. So they said, "Well, Bindi, for heaven's sake, get going." So this old prostitute turns her mind inward, and she performs her act of truth. And what do you know? The waters of the Ganges pile up, and with a roar, start back upstream. Well, everybody's excited. Who did it? Who did it? And the king himself, the emperor, Ashoka. Well, they say, "Bindumati." What do you know? So he goes down the line, and he approaches her. And the text now has four lines, and I'll summarize them briefly. "You old thing, do you mean to say you have an act of truth?" And she says, "Your Majesty, I have an act of truth that would turn the world of the gods upside down if I wanted it to." Somewhat humbled, the king said, "What is it, Bindumati?" And she said, "It is as follows. If in the performance of my duty," she had been born in this lowly caste, "if in the performance of my duty, I have not fawned upon the wealthy and the handsome and those of high caste who have come to me, nor despised the lowly and the ugly and the poor, but have always given due service for the money, let the waters of the Ganges flow back upstream." She was gold. There was nobody there. She had no personal reaction to anything. She was doing her duty. And there was nobody else in the city could say that. Some were seeking pleasure, some were complaining. Not anyone else. Now, this is the goal. Now, there's another little Indian anecdote that illustrates this idea of selflessness. A student, now this is one reason we have some surprises when we teach Indian students. A student properly in the Orient, in the traditional Orient, should believe everything the professor says. The professor is called a guru, and he is not only a professor. We simply dispense information, but the guru is a model for life. The student is trying to be like him or her. If it's a woman, the girl is trying to imitate, to identify, to become the same. The guru's word is the word of truth. He heard it from his guru, who heard it from his, so it goes way back. And a bad guru would put his own ideas in and change things a bit. A good one carries things right down the line. So this story is of a student who comes late one day to his class, or to his day with the guru. The guru says, You're late. What's the matter here? Well, says the student, I lived the other side of the river, and the river was in flood, and there was no ferry. The ford, I couldn't ford it. It was so deep. So I was late, that's all. What the good, did the ferry come? Did the river go down? No. Well, how did you get here? Well, I thought my guru is the revelation of divinity. I'll think about my guru, and I'll just walk across the water. So I said, guru, 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 and here I am. Well, thought the guru, perhaps I am, you know. So when the student then went back home, the guru couldn't get this out of his head. He goes down to the river and looks around to see if anybody's looking. And he's ready for this. I. And he drowned. Now this is a whole story.